礼节美语。
美国总公司代表 Pete 来北京视察， Jack 和 Henry 陪他出去吃饭。 Jack 说，
You two gentlemen wait here for a second and I'll go make reservations and pick up the car.
All right. So Pete, first time in China?
Second. The first time we spent the whole visit at the factory in Guangzhou. Beijing is good. I like it.
Yeah, I'm not so fond of Guangzhou. Too crowded and hot. Beijing is more like New York, I guess.
Except New York has a population of 8 million, while Beijing has like 20 million.
Jack 去定位拿车的功夫， Henry 和 Pete 开始闲聊。两个人都不太喜欢广州，觉得北京跟自己的家乡纽约很像，除了北京人口要远远多出纽约以外。
Yeah, but you know, for having that many people, the city seems to flow quite well.
How bad is the crime rate?
Yeah, it's reasonably low. Beijing has crime, of course, but compared to most other places, it's very safe. You could take a stroll at 2 o'clock in the morning without worrying.
Really? That's pretty amazing. You think it's safer here than back home?
Henry 说，考虑到北京的人口，整个城市管理的还是不错的。
Crime rate is reasonably low.
犯罪率相当低，夜里两点在大街上逛都不用担心。Pete 觉得不可思议，问北京是不是比 back home 美国还要安全。
Actually, yes. Last time I was in Baltimore, I saw a mugging happen less than 10 feet away from me. One night I could hear gunshots from my hotel room.
New York has gotten a lot better over the last 10 years or so. These days I feel pretty safe if I know the neighborhood. But you're right, many places in the States are crazy.
Henry 说他觉得北京确实比美国安全。上次回美国在巴尔的摩，他亲眼目睹拦路抢劫。
Mugging is spelled M-U-G-G-I-N-G, mugging.
Mugging 是拦路抢劫的意思。晚上在旅馆还听到过枪声。
But overall, the cities are safe for tourists and business people?
Right. Only once in a blue moon do we hear stories of foreigners becoming victims of crime. It's likely the worst thing that could happen to you is you lose your wallet to a pickpocket. Oh, Jack is back. Hungry?
Starving. Let's go eat.
总体上看，外国游客和商人在中国大城市里的安全还是有保障的。 Henry 说，只有在很偶尔的情况下才会听说外国人成为犯罪的受害者。他这里所说的
Once in a blue moon
是一种习惯用法，意思是很少见的。 Henry 还说，作为外国人，你遇到的最倒霉的事情可能就是钱包给小偷偷走。小偷扒手英语里是
Pickpocket，
Pick 后面加上 pocketPickpocket 是小偷的意思。正说着 ，Jack 回来了，三个人一起去吃饭。